Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder is in Berea. Jim Schwartz just spoke. I'm going to get your thoughts on what Jim said in a minute, D. Welcome. Thank you for your time. We know you're busy.
Hello, boys.
Tommy Reese wants to stress defenses, lean on the key guys, maximize personnel.
I didn't know they had key guys. I didn't know they had the personnel to do it.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Okay. Negative just walked out of a press conference.
Who might that be?
And would you stop? Can we give Gabriel a little time before you start lobbying for his fifth-year option? I mean, seriously. It's all I ever hear out of you. Fifth-year option. Gabriel, we got to make sure we hang out of this guy.
What, fifth-year option to go do something else with himself for a career that doesn't involve trying to play football for the Browns?
Oh, man. I think he likes football. We've drafted guys before that don't like football. Don't kid yourself.
He does love the game. Well, yes. I will give him that. If there's one thing he's good at as a Cleveland Brown, it's loving the sport of football, just not playing it.
Okay. So, what does Tommy mean when he says that? Is there anybody in particular? You know, we threw out a couple of guys. Do you see one guy maybe benefiting from a different play-calling approach?
I mean, not really, but, like, the players that they do need to be targeting, okay? Judkins with the run game, okay? Dylan Sampson coming out of the backfield in the pass game. Both tight ends, David Njoku, who wants to be in Cleveland for the rest of his life, after channeling his inner Jordan Belfort yesterday.
Love that, by the way.
Room.
That was great.
It was fantastic. Show goes on. And, you know, Harold Fannin Jr. And then Jerry Jeudy. And you know, I'm going to throw Cedric Tillman in there as well. Okay, so there are some guys that you want to try and feed consistently. And the issue is that it's been inconsistent. And I think that there's something to be said for when you have inconsistency getting your wide receivers the ball, that leads to drops. You know what I mean? Because they're just out there running these routes, I guess, just for the fun of it. And the ball's not getting thrown to them. And then they never really get in a rhythm. And then when it is thrown to them, you know, they drop it. So, Dylan Gabriel's got to be able to see that guys are open when they're open. He's got to be able to throw guys open. For me, it all comes down to the quarterback abilities, right? And if the quarterback can't get the ball out and can't get it where it needs to go, when it needs to go there, you're just dead where it stands. So I don't have a tremendous amount of expectation that with Tommy Reese taking over play calling, that this offense is going to turn into a juggernaut overnight. I don't think that that's realistic. I don't think it's fair. But look, hopefully we do see some improvement. And I will say this though, I expect some improvement this week because of the Jets fire sale. And if they go to New York and if they can't do anything this weekend offensively, well, yeah. I just don't think it really matters who calls the plays, right? I mean that will be the eye opener. Hey, if they can't do anything this weekend, that'll be very, very problematic.
What is doing something for a team that averages just over 15 points per game?
Scoring more than 17 points.
Like, 17.
Start there. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the baseline, right? They're 5-20 in their last 25, and they scored 20 or more, I think in 21 of those games. Failed to score 20 or more, or failed to score more than 17, I should say, in 21 of those games. They've only scored more than 24 times. So, like, but again, you've got to throw people open. You've got to be able to see down the field and see the plays developing. And you got to get those guys the ball, because if you don't, this is what you're getting. And then it not only compounds the lack of production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The frustration builds in and all those type of things. So, if you can't drop 20 on the New York Jets this weekend, I don't even want to think about that. Because that, to me, that's a virtual impossibility. Yet again, these are the Browns, and they do the impossible.
An impossibility that they can't do that?
It's an almost impossibility that they won't score 20 points against that defense. You know what I mean?
I would agree.
I look at this similar to the Dolphins game, right? They should go to New York and just basically tar and feather the Jets for four quarters. Similar to what they did with the Miami Dolphins. Like, that is my expectation this weekend. Whether that's fair or not, you guys can debate that, but that's my expectation. Now, does that mean, remember how we all felt after the Dolphin game, right? And then reality struck again the next week. But hey, you got to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them. And this is a golden opportunity for this offense to show a pulse.
All right. What did our defensive coordinator have to say today, my friend? Any words of wisdom?
We learned going into that Patriots game, which Myles Garrett had 5 sacks. During that week, Myles took all reps in practice. I guess he was frustrated with his previous game play, and so he requested that he take all the reps during practice. And as he took the reps during practice, and had those 5 sacks. Schwartz pointed out that Garrett was really good stopping the run. Like, he was really, really, really good in the run game too. So I thought that was an interesting little nugget that Schwartz dropped on us.
Daryl Ryder is joining us. He's a Browns beat reporter. He's in Berea. What can the defense do to be better, Daryl, from what we've seen so far this year?
Well, I continue to create turnovers. They got to tighten up in the red zone, I think. I think that's one area where you can look at with a real critical eye and say that they've not been at their best, right? So, red zone and third down, getting off the field. I don't have many complaints about what I've seen from this team defensively. I feel like that, and it's human nature. You run out of gas, man. When your offense isn't doing anything, they're not extending drives, you're not scoring points, right? You're having to constantly go back on the field. That wears you down. And, this team, even in the blowouts, right, I think they've been blown out 4 times. But they've all been competitive games into the third quarter and in a couple of cases into the fourth quarter. So, but again, you just get worn down from being out there so much. So I would say maybe, red zone and third down and continue to create those turnovers. I mean, that is a positive. They weren't creating turnovers early in the season. Now they're starting to create some turnovers, and hopefully they can keep that trend going too. But overall, I think Jim Schwartz's defense has been really, really good this year, and it's really hard to complain about what they've given this team week in and week out.
Agreed. Do the Browns win Sunday?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm with you on that. Daryl, thank you, bud.
And they're absolutely going to score 20 points.
Wow, book it.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about that.
So. And if you're wrong, what will you say on Brownie Bites?
I was wrong, and I was foolish to believe that they could score 20 points against the flaming wreckage that is that defense after that fire sale.
Fair enough.
All right, bud. Thank you very much, Daryl, our Browns beat reporter. Appreciate your time, bud.
You bet, guys. Have a good one.
Daryl Ryder brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.